David Hamilton, you're here at Parliament Buildings today to, you have been here addressing and speaking with the Agricultural Committee. Now, why are you so opposed as a dog breeder to more stringent policing of dog breeding per se?
We have been working with the government since 2006 on enhancing welfare legislation, on helping the industry, on helping the welfare of the dogs. Now, what we're finding now is that there's going to be over-regulation to the point where dog breeding is driven actually underground, where there will be no welfare requirements and where dogs will actually suffer. And we think that's wrong.
David, that's a very sweeping statement. Just because the government feels an obligation, a necessity to bring in proper legislation to improve legislation, how can you say that that's going to automatically militate against the well-being of dogs?
What you're talking about here is a burden of paperwork, of administration, which is nothing to do with the actual physics of the welfare of the dog. What we want to see is dog breeders in the kennel, caring for their dogs, working with their animals, not sitting in an office half the year.
Yeah, but hold on. Let's break this down. If I leave my grandchild in a school any day of the week, I want a report at the end of that day on how my child behaved. Was my child sick? Did my child eat properly? Is my child potty training properly? Why should you be any different?
What the industry needs, there is a public perception that, you know, dog breeding and the welfare around that needs improvement, and we say that's good, that'll help the industry. But if you put such a burden of paperwork and legislation that that's not possible, what you will do is you will drive dog breeders to not license. So you're creating suffering. What we need is a basic standard of animal welfare that inspectors can come out, you can get the vets in, get the dogs there for inspection, and the dog's welfare will be ensured.
Well, if you resist this legislation and if you fail to implement this legislation, what is the worst case scenario from the dog's point of view and in terms of how the dog breeder is going to behave, in your opinion?
Basically, if this comes in its present form, what you're looking at is the black market in dogs. If you don't know someone who can get you a dog, you won't be able to get one. You'll be paying three times the price and its welfare will not be insured. That should not be the purpose of any legislation.
But isn't this a business for you, Mr. Hamilton? Aren't you in the business to get your dog out there at the lowest possible cost? Isn't that really what you're about?
At the end of the day, yes, dog breeding is a commercial business and there's money to be made at that business, but it's a fine line. The economy is in a very difficult position. Dog breeders have never been more financially strained. They're living week to week. What we must do is ensure the welfare first. So that is done through regulation, and that's good. But the regulation has to be got right, and they clearly haven't got it right.
Yeah, but hold on a minute now. Are you saying that you don't want any bending of the rules, that you will live within the legislation, or do you just want to be in a position where you can maybe bend the rules? Isn't that the real danger of the government, the preoccupation of government, that guys in dog breeding will take shortcuts? Isn't that the reason why they feel the need to police?
What we need is good, effective, simple legislation. We don't need to be sitting down writing essays, tying up government employees, reading paperwork when they can come out to the kennel and they can see for themselves. They can see the standard being met. It's very simple. If you look to our nearest trading partners down south, they don't have any of this confusion. They have to meet basic standards on animal welfare, socialisation, exercise, and they're going to be able to compete over the top of us.
So what's going to happen here? What you say comes to pass, do you think that the guys are just going to ignore all legislation and go into the hills and breed their dogs without any policing, without any control, without any monitoring? Is that what's going to happen?
What you're going to see is dogs hidden in farm sheds, hidden away where people can't see them, they can't hear them barking. It's dreadful to think what's going to happen to animal welfare, and this has been done in the name of animal welfare. It's completely wrong.
David Hamilton, thank you very much indeed for giving me something of an insight into your world. Thank you very much indeed.